Everybody, well, today's Wednesday. We're on BBS Radio Station 1. Date for today is May 13th, 2013. So let's bring everybody into the present moment here. So do your finger exercise. See if where you are. Hopefully you're dead on center. If not, then you're not here. So you're on a fabricated clone world that looks like the real one. So bring you back to this area here where you're supposed to be. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll release from you if you have maybe an emotional situation, a trauma, just think of it right now. What we can do. So here we go. Think of your situation. And releasing that from you, that one situation of trauma. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? And let's energize the light beams. So here we go. Get the first light beam. No energies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Second light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Ugh. And third light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we'll just see if Ann's out there today. Are you there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. happy to be here. Just a quick reminder, this is the Ron Amatron Healing Show on BBS Radio. Ron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. Please check that out, as there are many free healings on there, as well as a lot of information. I hope we have some new listeners tonight. If we do, welcome. And I was wondering, Ron, if you could bring us all really, I know you did the had us check and everything, but can you just make sure everybody listening is really in the now? I felt like there's been a lot of mental energy today.
Here we go. So getting into the now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. That's helped you out there. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. And we have a request for a request and a question. We have a request for a sample of the media clearing.
Okay.
Should I go on with the question, or do you want to
do
that
you ask
first?
The question, sure.
Okay. I have to use the internet for work. And sometimes I know I am purposely drawn to certain websites with codes or mind control. I feel myself thinking about a different topic and possibly being put on timelines. Would having this clearing running while I work help me be protected from that?
Yes, it could help you, yes, uh-huh. That I could do.
Okay. And can you just, in case there are new people, I don't think we've talked about the media clearing in a while. Can you just explain what that is and why that's important?
Now that's the media clearing is if you watch something on TV and you get connected to a situation that you're viewing, or you hear something, it all deals with your DNA triggering you. Well, some people actually start to hear things that they go, wow, I shouldn't have really listened or heard that. All of a sudden, you're connected to energies that you don't want to be connected to, because whoever's watching that program, you're watching it too, you're all hooked up together. You're all in that soup bowl. That could be very disconcerting. So that's why you want to release yourself from the media energies. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Can we do a quick sample of that?
So think of the time that you possibly saw something. Here we go, or heard something, so releasing the energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, boy.
That was a heavy one, huh?
Yeah, some people must have been hooked up. Wow, okay. Still yawning. Okay, go ahead, Ann.
Okay. Okay, we have two different testimonials, testimonial and question, about the God clearing. I don't think we've talked about this one in a while. So someone wrote in to say, I just got and ran the God connection clearing. I've run the whole lifetime once, and wow, do I feel clearer. It seems all of the God junk in my space was clogging up my intelligence. That is my own ability to connect with my spirit and have an inner telling intelligence of what is. What a relief. Thanks, Ron. I had no idea how jammed up I was with programs to seek outside information to know what is so and how to conduct my own life.
Boy, that's very good.
So do you want to explain about the God clearing, Ron, and why that's important?
Well, it's have that belief system of something out there of the God energies. Well, you just end up kind of going down the rat hole with it, you know, because you don't know who is there, what is there, what aliens are there. And most people have the assumption that when they pray to God, they're praying to Jesus or something, I don't know. But that energy is stored in your DNA, so all of a sudden you don't know what you're really getting. That's kind of the way I would sort of mention it, because you don't know what aliens are there, how many there are, and who they are, and what they are, how they're controlling you. So you have that built-in energy all the time affecting your life, not knowing that you're in pretty bad shape. So, yeah, that's why you want to release the energy from you. That's probably it.
So you can basically just exchange the word God for alien.
Yes, uh-huh.
So I was noticing, I looked up, I should say, the God connection clearing, and it is a whole life clearing. And then you also have a clearing, also whole life, that is called the religion indoctrination clearing. So if you were raised kind of like I was with, yes, talk of Jesus and God, but it was kind of light, probably doing that God disconnection would be enough. How would you know if you need the religious indoctrination clearing?
Oh, boy. There's no way to know. You probably would need it. God wanted to be able to start off with, I would think. So much out there that people connect to. Remember, it's keying in your DNA, so you don't know what your ancestors thought. Oh, that's the problem.
Well, and I noticed both of them have the seven generation clearing attached to them. So I guess it would be quite freeing for all of us, even if we were raised in a way without any religion and didn't have the indoctrination. It's probably in our DNA from the past, right?
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Passed down through the ages.
Ages, so, yep, yes.
Okay, so someone else wrote in. This is a little bit connected. My friend and I have been doing your healings and listening to you for almost 6 months. We've each done the emotional body, all the free clearings, timeline crashes, and the alien attack page. Feel great, life improving every day. Here's my question. My friend continues to talk about God, saying, God bless you, and saying, Jesus is with me and in me. I cannot understand why she stubbornly sticks to this old energy and wonder if she's even getting all the benefits of the Creation Lightship healings.
Well, if she doesn't, you get the energy taken away, from the past. But, you know, it's not. There's no way that you're going to, be able to keep stuff away from you, you know, as you keep thinking about it. So, like you didn't really do the clearing, but, you know, you could have. Remember, it's free will, free choice. So, that's kind of why we have the unlimited clearings, just for that, so you can stay current. But if you take on that old mind, then it could be entities in her. Maybe the lady's having entities bringing up that old mindset. Well, she may want to do entities, or maybe there's somebody doing some hocus pocus on her or something, so she can't. But if she is doing the clearings will work, but, you know, she could be recontaminating herself over again.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. Or you're right, it could be some, like, dark arts person is doing something on them. Okay, so we have a question from a listener, and he is doing the blood and circulatory system clearing. And he has a question. He's doing that, focusing on that, but he has other windows open as well. And at one point, he felt some sensitivity in his body and a little pain, and he's wondering if there's a limit on how many windows he can do or should do at one time for a healing.
I don't think I'd put probably more than, to me, six clearings would be a lot. Same thing. So, well, it depends, you know, maybe four. It depends on how sensitive your body is. Body is, you know, the bottom line for this here, and, you know, what is your body going to take? Remember, you can't mentalize anything, because you could have a clearing that might work really nice for you one day, and you got a bunch of windows up, and then all of a sudden you think, oh, I can handle more, or do another clearing with the same amount of windows, and you can be laid flat because of the negativity being released from you, and your body then has to heal. So, you know, it all depends how sensitive you are to your body. Now, if you don't realize your body energies at all, then, yeah, you know, it wouldn't matter what you put up. But some people are sensitive, and you could have problems. Maybe you might miss a day of work because you overdid yourself, thinking that you're Superman or Superwoman, you know. So, remember, your body has to go through the clearing, release the energies. Body then has to restore itself back to it needs to be, and everybody's different on that. So, you know, always use moderation there. Back to you.
Right. I think that's a great answer, Ron. It kind of depends on how you're feeling when you do it. And I think you can experience different things as things are released from your body. It's going to feel good at the end, but you might go through a few things. I know a lot of people have commented that they really feel big releases and sometimes even feel a little ill when they do the death barcode clearing.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, so somebody wrote in just wanting to clarify that you said that if you've done the death barcode clearing and the whole life emotional healing, you can also put your pet's name in there and clear your pets off. And she just wants to confirm that is what you said.
Yeah,
and
so if
also,
you have done a clearing, you know, emotional clearing for yourself, then you could do your pets after you. Yes, uh-huh, that would be correct.
Right, and she had a point about it, and she said she knows some people that might be even more motivated to do the death barcode and the emotional body clearing if they felt that they could help their pets out in doing so. So, okay. And I mean, I guess I understand. I love my cat as well very much. But
so, a lot of people think more of their pets than themselves, you know.
Right. Right,
oh.
That's kind of what that sounds like. But, you know. Okay. Oh, I was wondering, Ron, if you could explain why the emotional body clearing is so important, and maybe do a sample of that for people?
An emotional body is really what you're living with. You know, that brings forth, you remember, your emotional body is connected to your planets and stars that control you, the natal chart that you have. So that's what people read, and that's what's given to you on your birth. Aliens do that to you, so you have something to do here. Otherwise, you just think if you had peace, how nice it would be, but they don't want you to have that. So the main thing is that's what is connected to you. So from there, realize that, yeah, emotional body is what you're dealing with. That one gets rid of most of your stuff. Can't say all of it, but it gets rid of most of your stuff that you have dealt with in your life so you can start over again. And that's the whole process, is to be born again of your spirit, which is what's happening, because when you have all the emotional stuff, automatically your spirit is forced and kicked out of your body. So that's what happens. So you want to get that energy back to you again. By all means, that's what you want to do, is to have clearing, which is the emotional body, to get rid of this stuff. At that point, voila, you can feel better about yourself. And you're going to realize a lot of your stuff that you've been dealing with is gone. So it's to get rid of those energies. So back to you.
Yeah, I always think the emotional body just changes so much in your life. And could we have a sample run of something that maybe people are holding on to that's emotional?
Let's see here. Well, I guess we could pick on one, since you're talking about animals. This might be a little touchy, but think of one of your animals, pets or animals that you loved, and it's no longer with you. So here we go. Going to release that energy. Sadness, you know, could be trauma. It'll be the emotions that, in a sense, you're feeling, okay? So here we go. A little disconcerting right now, a little bit uneasy, but we'll see if we can help you out back into neutrality. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Oh, man, a lot of sadness there. I'll do a sadness clearing here. So here we go. In the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another one. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more here. It's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much for that. Okay, we had a listener write in with some wonderful news that her cat went missing, while we're on the subject of pets, and she ran a whole lot of timeline crashes. And it took a month before she got her cat back, but she got her cat back. So we're all very happy to hear that, and thank you for writing in and letting us know.
Yeah, that must have been probably a rough month.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard on people because they feel so responsible for the little things that they're taking care of. Okay. Somebody wrote in about the abduction clearing. I was abducted dozens of times. Time base. Oh, and if basically the question is, if I do the abduction clearing, will that help me regain my spirit?
Yes, there is a clearing on there, yeah. Spirit infusion, yes,
Great, great. And it seems like there's another person that has written in here with a very detailed description of, you know, I don't want to say it's an abduction, but of feeling the presence of an alien and having sounds in their room and everything, and they were very, you know, frightened. And they're asking, what do you think this was? I think it's pretty evident that it was an alien, correct, Ron?
Yeah, it feels like it, yeah.
Yeah, and but they are saying, I've never had this happen before. I've never had any alien contact that I've been aware of. But then the person goes on to say, a psychic told me years ago, part of me traveled while I slept to be a representative of humanity on a galactic panel, and that aliens were watching me closely.
Sure.
So I think that is contact with aliens then,
yep.
Right? Because there wasn't even supposed to ever... Well, there was supposed to be a Galactic Federation, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
But probably when this person was part of it, it had already gone into the dark side.
Right. Yeah, we'll just, I guess, keep going here. Yeah, it's real bad when... people know that they've been abducted, and horrifying.
Yeah, it is. And again, you have that wonderful alien attack clearing, which is only $30 for a whole month. So I recommend everybody, if you haven't tried that, that you do. So on Monday's show, I believe this came from Monday, you were talking about cars and clearing when you have a new car. And someone wrote in, how can we feel connected in a good and safe way to our cars, and how to keep it on the CLS Now timeline of light?
Okay. That's a good question. So just keep the clearing going so that you're in the now. So I'll just go maybe a step further here. So let's just say you buy your car, right, and you have it for a few months, and doesn't feel quite right, or you get in the car and you like it when you bought it, but it just doesn't feel right. So now you're at a shopping center, okay, and you get out of your car and somebody pulls up, you know, and kind of waves at you, and they go, oh man, you got you know, Uncle Harry's car. So, oh really? And they go, yeah, you know, he died with massive strokes in his car, you know. And, you know, it was an estate sale, and, you know, I see you got it, you know, something like that. And so now you're dealing with the car where Uncle Harry, you know, had all of these conditions, probably heart or, you know, whatever, you know, brain condition problems, driving the car maybe for a year, and all that energy is imprinted on the car. Now he died in his car having a stroke or something. So guess what? So I'll let you people think of that one. So that's why you want to do clearings on your car. You don't want to end up like Uncle Harry. So see what people think about that one. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
you might be going, oh, geez, you know, glad it's not me or something, but... maybe you know somebody and that happened to, and they go, man, I get into my car and I get these headaches or something, or my blood pressure goes up or my heart starts hammering. I don't know what's going on. Well, then you need to tell them to do a clearing, you know, on it. Maybe it can help them out. You don't know. Remember, the car takes on that energy. It's somebody's life. It may not be you, but it could be somebody else. That's you.
Well, I always say I command myself and my car when I go out to drive somewhere, be only on the CLS Now timeline of light. And I notice a huge difference when I'm driving. I'm often like the only one on the road for a large part of the trip, and it feels good.
And like I mentioned, you can always take your laptop start a clearing. Don't close it down, you know, because you're going to have internet where you are typically. You don't need to have the internet when you're driving. Just keep the page up, laptop, and clearing running, maybe in your back seat. Get a little car inverter that plugs into your cigarette lighter. Plug in your laptop and have a wonderful trip. Energy is being cleared as you go through town and everything else.
Yeah, and I'll just repeat, because, again, I think we have some new listeners tonight, that to continually command your body and spirit be only on the CLS now timeline of light is a sentence Ron gave us to help us be in the now. And it really works, and it really shifts everything where you are and shifts your body, and it's terrific. So I recommend that really highly. Okay, we have a testimonial here, Ron, about another one, about timeline crashes. Recently, we started to experience a sudden large increase in air traffic where we live, lots of helicopters in particular. At the same time, everything around us started to look dead and feel icky. We ran a timeline crash on helicopter and airplane traffic and ran the alien holographic reality clearing on the address of our home. The next day, kabam, heard no air traffic, and our yard and the nature around it looked beautiful again, kind of buffed up and golden and filled with light. What a relief and joy. Thanks, Creation Lightship.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, that is great. So those are two great examples, the cat being found and coming home, and this immediate removal of the noise and all the nature coming back. There's such great testimonials about the timeline crashes and how wonderful they are and how they really work when you do it. And Ron has said sometimes you have to do a lot, but it's really worth it. Do you want to add anything about timeline crashes in general, Ron?
Yeah, you don't know how many you have to do. You know, you have a situation, you know, initially I figured maybe 20 to 50 would be good, you know. That's why it, you know, doesn't go up really high in numbers. But if you're really stuck with something awful, then you're going to probably want to do, you know, maybe 500 to 1,000 of them. And you do it until you feel relief. Oh, and you will start to feel better. So, if you know, you need to just keep on it, unfortunately. And at some point, go, voila, I feel great now. And then, you know, reevaluate yourself. And you may need to do something else, possibly, but at least look at the situation of where you are and know that, yeah, this has helped me. So I really enjoy what's happening, and I feel much better. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. So we have a request from a listener, and in the past we would, you know, kind of have read this, I guess. It's a very specific request about physical issues. So I just wanted to say that we got your message, and there are things that are really great to specifically hit on something physical that you're going through. And now the first thing, of course, that pops into my mind is the body jumpstart clearing, which gives you a lot of different healings in one bundle. It lasts for 3 months, I believe, for $200. And that's the first thing I would recommend. And I recommend just, for some reason, the first thing that occurred to me when I read this, Ron, is just do the Be Here Now to get yourself centered, because the person seems like they have like a lot of different things going on at one time.
Uh-huh.
And what else, Ron, can we tell people to so that they can really hit hard onto a physical condition that's happening?
Well, the first thing you probably want to do is just try the free clearings, okay? And, you know, look at the free clearings, the alien ones. It's on the left side under free sample. I think it's probably healings or clearings. The drop-down box, once you click on it. And these are all alien-related things where they're affecting you. So just go in there and get your feet wet. There, let's see which one has helped you. And at that point, voila, Now you're ready to go. And want to start to invest in your life and get like an emotional whole lifetime clearing or something. But, you know, what could happen is some of these could really give you some wonderful relief if you're, you know, wanted to sample what's happening, because that's what a lot of people do. They don't know if it's going to work or not, and they've seen this and seen that, and I say, well, you know, how can a healing work on the internet, you know? I've never heard of this before. Nobody else has it. And, you know, I don't really trust it, et cetera. Well, go in there and give it a try, and you will realize that, wow, it works. And then from there, find out what clearing you want to have. And like we say, we start off with the emotional whole lifetime clearing. That's what you want to do. So there, you know, see what else you need. I don't need every clearing on there naturally, because there's quite a few, but you know, how many issues do you have? That's the whole thing. But you need to have, you know, your mental clearing, emotional, mental, and fear. Those are the big ones. There may be trauma. If you have pain, that's, you know, not everybody has pain. So you might say, well, I don't have any pain. Well, then don't worry about that one yet. Well, if you had pain when you're younger, you know, maybe you had something like a really, really bad toothache for a long time. Well, then you still have that pain energy with you. They want to do clearing for pain, but even though you're not suffering today. But just see, you know, what where you live, because where you live and hold your energy is what you want to get clear, so you can be in peace. That's sort of how it works. So, yeah, it's everybody's a little different, and it just depends on you, reality of what you're dealing with. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Another question, kind of related to health: how does our DNA change during a clearing?
It starts to get eliminated. So as you work on yourself, the DNA will start to get released from you. Remember, the DNA holds memory. You don't need memory. You don't need to know about your ancestors' traumas or anything else. All you want to do is be in peace. So you want to get rid of the DNA that's being activated in you by the alien who make you suffer. So that's basically it. It clears it out so that you're non-judgment. Don't relate or connect to a lot of the energies that you're dealing with. Come through your DNA. Back to you.
You know, I just saw something today, Ron, a headline on something I clicked on that said something about how to activate your DNA. So I guess a lot of people, there's a lot of misunderstanding about that. You hear a lot in the, you know, medical type things that you want your DNA activated.
Great. I'll turn off everybody's DNA right now if you'd like that. And it'll be off till the show ends here. Just say straight up on the hour. So I'll count to 10. You can actually feel, in fact, I'll count to 20. And you're actually going to feel your body slowing down. And it just starts to relax, just starts to feel peace. Oh, here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There. And now just see how your body is responding. How do you feel? Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, someone wrote in that said, and they said they did the Be Here Now clearing for themselves and their computer. And now they don't have any other problems with their computer other than they want to do more healing, so they may get themselves another, a second computer. But they actually did the Be Here Now, and they feel like it's helping them as well as their computer.
Wonderful.
I know. Great idea. I always think it has to be good for our computers to have the healings running on them. Okay, and someone who had written in before, she wrote in to say she's been taken off the grid in so many ways from doing the timeline crashes. And then she said, she wrote in again just to add, she didn't timeline crash getting off the grid. She timeline crashed other things in her life, and that was like a side benefit that she got. So she's very happy about that. So that's another timeline crash.
Yep, great.
Testimonial. Okay. So I feel like we haven't in a long time done the overwhelm clearing, Ron. Could we do a sample of the overwhelm clearing?
So being overwhelmed?
Yes.
Oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how that feels for you.
Okay, Ron. And we have, or you have on the website, a clearing called the Prosperity Clearing, which is only $25 to run for your whole life, and then another $50 if you want to add on to it and have it forever, meaning you can run it, you know, in 10 years from now if we're all still here. Is there anything you can tell us about the Prosperity Clearing and how that might help us, Ron?
Well, just bring energies your way to help you somewhat. I can't say you're going to actually get, you know, $1 million in the mail, but it does help. So everybody's a little different on how they feel about it, but it's a very nice clearing. Back
and
to you.
Which is the healing that we do to get the $1 million in the mail? I missed that one. I wasn't writing it down.
Yeah, it'll be coming soon.
That'll be really nice. Okay. We have a question about the mind matrix clearing. How is that different from the mental body clearing?
Okay, the mind matrix, the mental body deals with you, one of your energetic bodies, okay? And the other one, the matrix one, is how aliens connect with you through the mind matrix. That's the difference, if that makes sense to you. So one is an energetic body that's around you, and the other one is a program. Know how you don't want to be programmed, everybody. That's how they come in. Hopefully that's helped you out enough there.
Right. Well, and it's very, someone wrote in, DNA turnoff feels nice. It does feel nice, Ron. I'm sorry I didn't say that. I felt like my whole back just kind of almost dropped down towards my feet, and I feel much more relaxed.
Great.
So thank you. We have another nice testimonial. I basically want all the clearings. Every clearing I do, I am more and more at peace, and I see how they will all benefit me. Should I go forward and try them all? By the way, I am close to half on clearing all my emotions in my ancestors.
Oh, that's great.
What an extraordinary difference. So I believe this person is referring to the 7th generation emotional clearing, right?
That's what it sounds like, yeah. So I'll just talk about the clearings, okay? So you normally select a clearing, you know, after you do the basic ones that we have listed. You need to get the emotional one and the mental, those two for sure. And then typically you're probably going to be in fear about something. And so fear is a big one because fear motivates people, you know. And, you know, from there you could have trauma. You know, everybody has a little different, you know, dealt a different set of cards, but there are basic things that everybody has. So you get what you, look at the recommended clearings, and and see which ones of those really pop out after those, okay? After you get those, you may say, gee, you know, there's other things I have here and I want to clear it. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to put up all the clearings at once, okay? So let's just say that you have trauma. So you bought the whole lifetime trauma because naturally things recycle. That's why we have whole lifetime clearings. And next you say, okay, that's great. I did that one. And then you probably want to get the unlimited if you want to have, you know, which you may not need, but if you do get traumas coming in your life, then you want to get the unlimited so you can go back in there and stay current. Now, what you don't want to do, go in there and say, well, I had the trauma clearing. I want to run that this week or run it every other day. And I had this clearing and that clearing. No, you only run the clearings when you need them, okay? And so typically, you may not have any traumas for a month, we'll say. Then you get one. Then you have the unlimited, and you go in there and you clean out that time. But don't run a clearing every day if you don't need it, okay? Just do the clearing that you believe that you need each day, okay? And the emotional one is one that you may want to have, but, you know, it all depends where you are. Because you don't want to clear something out of you continuously if it's already cleared. The aliens might see that and say, you know, this person thinks that they, you know, they're doing the fear clearing every day. And that could put you, because you're thinking about the fear, okay, that could put you on the fear timelines. So only do the clearings when you need them. Does that make sense to you, Ann?
It does. Yes, it does. And, yeah, I was thinking something similar with the they're so important to do that dark arts practitioner clearing and the people courting, that you could be overdoing that too and kind of giving that person or those people too much power. You know, like at some point you should be completely disconnected from certain people. Isn't that true?
Uh-huh.
And then
that's only do what you need. That's why we have unlimited, so that you're able to go in and do a clearing when you need it. You first do your whole lifetime, and that should put you pretty much at rest with that clearing, you know, of that issue or situation, or, you know, the title of that clearing. We'll say it's trauma. So you do a whole lifetime trauma clearing, and you should be basically out of trauma. What's going to put you back into trauma? Probably all your friends and enemies out there are going to want to traumatize you somehow. And then you go in and you do the unlimited if you need it, and you clear that one day, the 1 hour, the 1 week, and you're done, okay? But don't leave it up all the time. Remember, everybody will activate that, your dormant DNA. That's why you don't want to have DNA activations. The dormant DNA can get activated because it's brought into your awareness. That's why we have the media clearing up also. So, like, if you turned on, now let's just say tomorrow that somehow, you know, the volcano, you know, and the geysers up there in, where is that, South Dakota or something?
Mm-hmm.
I think Old Faithful goes off, right? The whole thing explodes, and now it's on the news every day, right? And they got all this stuff going on. Well, do the media clearing so you don't get onto that timeline. And even though it could happen, getting off of that timeline of disaster may be able to feel much better and breathe better because you're not on that timeline if you have all this stuff in the air coming around you. And I know that people have personally done that. They've had situations, you know, in their towns around them, and they will get on there and they do the timeline crashes for it. And or the media clearing if it's something that's, you know, related to them. And all of a sudden, they feel great. And their whole block area probably around their house is wonderful. And everything else is kind of like, gee, block out, you go a block away, and there's, you know, a heavy wind blowing. You move around to your house, and the wind stops. You go, that's interesting. That's because you're on a different timeline. You want to be on a timeline basically of peace. Back to you.
Right. Thank you, Ron. And I would add that, you know, once you've done, for instance, the emotional clearing, you will feel the difference and know that you are not being activated emotionally. And if you are, if something happens outside of you that makes you, you know, fall into the trap of going emotional, you will know right away and know, oh, I have to clear that out of me. And the only other reason I would say that you might want to do more than one healing at a time is, for instance, this person that wrote in earlier having a physical issue, they might want to do, you know, the pain clearing and the emotional body specifically targeting what's going on physically for them. Because, as you always say, there's an emotional component to everything.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, that's correct.
So that would be a time, you know, you said to not do a whole lot of healings at once, but it is good to do them, to do several on the same issue. Am I right about that?
Yes, that's correct. Same issue, you can do, you know, similar ones on, but, you know, just remember your body has to change and to process the energy back into peace. You don't know what your body is going through and how it's working, so just be careful not to do too much at one time.
Right. Well, I just, yeah, and I think when you're cleared out, then you really know when you go off again. It might be for other people, it might be the mental body. If they've cleared their mental body and all of a sudden they catch themselves obsessing about something or they can't stop thinking about something, then they know, oops, something caught me.
Yep.
Got me back into the darkness. So I want to remind everybody that Ron has something called the New Earth Transport Clearing, which is free, and you want to put all of your completed healings into that clearing. It just takes, I think, 1 minute to go over, and it's, Ron calls it, it's like a bank account with all the healings you've done so that the light beings have like an accounting of exactly what you've done and what you've cleared, and it'll make it easier for them to find us at ascension time, right, Ron? Is that what that's doing for us?
That's good. In a nutshell, that's great. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's New Earth Transport, and you just find that like you find all the other healings on Ron's website, and check that out. Okay. Any date yet for the special organ rejuvenation in June? I don't think so. Right, Ron?
Nope, not yet.
We are looking forward to that. We know that everyone is looking forward to that. And, okay, and then I'm just looking at, our moderator has put all of your, the announcements and tips and things that you suggest we all do on the CLS chat welcome page. You can click onto it. So I was just taking a look at that now, Ron, and I was wondering, you've done this before, and people can play it for themselves, but could we have a sample of that out and in you do with our spirits?
Sure. So here we go. And I was just going to state what you probably also want to do is the magnetic twisted body clearing. So maybe every 4 clearings that you do, you want to do that magnetic twisted body to get all those bodies in alignment. See, if one of your bodies is not straight and aligned with your spirit completely, think of looking at telephone poles or a picket fence or something. If one of those things is off, one of those bodies is not connecting to your spirit fully, then even though you do the clearing will work on that body. The body will be cleared, but your spirit may not be able to connect to it to complete the clearing. When you do the magnetic twisted body clearing, then all of a sudden it gets realigned properly in your body, attached to your body, we'll say, right orientation to have your spirit finish the clearing. And all of a sudden it's like having a brand new clearing over again. That's the way it works. So, you know, you may have done, we'll say, the emotional clearing and it worked great for you. You thought it was good. And maybe in 6 months or a year, you do that magnetic twisted body clearing, all of a sudden you go, geez, what a difference. It feels like I had an emotional clearing all over again. Well, you actually did, and because your body was out of alignment. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up so that you people could really understand that. Excellent. He's also on the Body Jumpstart. So you may want to pay for that. I think it's, I don't know what the cost is, but I think it's like $50 more than just that one clearing. And you get all these other clearings with it. So that's what I'd recommend doing. You get the Body Jumpstart and do that. And then you have the Magnetic Twisted Body included in that clearing. Anyway, let's get back to, I guess you wanted a sample, correct?
Yes. We were going to do the out-in, out-in. But I was thinking, since you brought us the magnetic and twisted bodies, could you straighten one of them out for us, as
sure,
you've
okay.
done before?
So here we go. This is going to feel a little weird for you, as you're actually going to feel like something internally moving in you. And so I'll count to 50 to realign one of your bodies. I feel like an internal earthquake. And just kind of take note how you feel now. And you don't know how you feel till you're fixed, okay? So you don't know what kind of problems you're dealing with. But here we go. Correct one body. One, two, three. Oh, man. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There. So that's a little bit over there. But you should feel a change now. The kind of comments we get. So back to you.
That felt really great, Ron. how about the out and in, out and in?
Okay. Out and in. Here we go. Out and in, 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 out and in. There we go.
And can you just explain, Ron, why that works so well for us? Because that just always feels so good.
Your spirit normally will not like or want to go below your waist, probably because it doesn't want to get stuck here. And so that's where it normally just works with your waist above, and you start having leg problems or circulation problems only because your spirit does not go into your legs. And maybe the darkness doesn't want you to have that, you know, the spirit there. But regardless, when you do that, bring your spirit out through your head, we'll say, and into the bottom of your feet, and you come back in again. So you should feel a little heavier, maybe a little more solid. Could use the word dense, but you know, that's a different definitions of dense. But you know, probably just more together. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. And there is a recording of you doing that out and in on the CLS. Homepage now, and you can listen to that. Ron generously has said we can listen to that anytime we want and have our spirits go in and out and in and out. And I have a question, Ron. How do our magnetic bodies get out of alignment? Is it something that happens in the physical, or are there other ways that we're attached to or attacked that throws them out of alignment?
Yeah, it's normally it could be a psychic attack. And or the alien just doing something to you, you know. So remember, everything here is alien related, but they gave mind energy. So somebody text energy towards somebody, sending them energy or whatever, then you're under psychic attack from that person. So that's the way everything is kind of set up here. That's why the mind is so powerful, and the thoughts control your reality, because it puts you into a situation of being in judgment. Mind does as judges. search forever for answer or a cause, oh, keep going and going and going. You want to make sure that you're able to release yourself from energies of the mind. So back to you.
Okay, well, Ron, it's let me see if we just got one more comment in. Nope, that's it. It's pretty much time to close up our show and say goodnight. The hour went by so quickly.
Okay, so we'll do the mind a heart drop for everybody that you can do yourself, whatever you choose to. So I think most people will probably do it at least 3 times a day. Tell all your friends about it, buddy who you can see, and you'll be in peace instantly. Not to waste your time doing added meditations for an hour or so. That just puts you into more darkness energies down the rat hole. Mind energy. But here we go. Mind to heart drop, command in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. And we just count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. It's that simple. And to anybody, yes. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So, and you notice that you won't be able to think. So, everybody, we'll see you later. Blessings. Thank you for listening tonight. Our next program on, I guess it'll be Friday and Saturday, Station 2. And tomorrow we have our conference call where we eliminate and get rid of the alien critters that are connected to you. So this is some replicas. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. See you later.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.